5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
September Brownless.
Put moron number two on the phone.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. The rubbish bins were out a bit later.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
No, oh, bins brownless. Yes, that's what he is. September, the grass gets cut and the bins go out a bit later, and that's when Fat's at his best. Yes, I'll tell you what we got coming up today.
What?
Tommy Rockcliffe. Ooh. Old Rock.
Oh,
Fat. Big shorts.
Actually got 3 votes on the weekend, Jim, so we'll just... I think he needed it too, to be honest.
I'm not sure he goes by the nickname of Fat.
No, just between you and I.
Yes. And so we're looking forward to The Rock coming up, of course, and we'll just talk a little bit of footy and Beyond Blue, our great friends, later on. And then, again, there'll be a really disappointing joke, and that'll be your show.
That's probably it.
I reckon that's about it. Hello to you.
That's a good
show.
Summary. G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. I'm in the studio today because
yes,
I've been down to G-Town and just set up the pub.
Well, the rings of steel everywhere?
Well, let me tell you, there's a big lineup going the other way.
Jeez.
They're going to get caught at Little River. And,
how are you going to go back there?
Well, I've got a permit.
Have you?
Mm.
So you just go down a different lane?
Well, I hope so, because there's a long lane, Jim. And it's $5,000 now if you want to come from Melbourne to go into regional Victoria, Jim.
Might be worth it.
Yeah.
$5,000. That's a lot of money. Great to see you too, Rabsy, in person. Not really.
The case is now closed, but Cardiff's own caped crusader is far from forgotten.
What a joker.
Angie Asimus, 7 News.
What is that, Ryan?
What is that, Ryan Warren? From Narry Warren?
Yeah.
Just a little funny laugh.
Right, I see.
And there's a joker.
Just an LOL.
All right. Oh, good work. Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
All sports of sport.
Different all sports of sport.
That's it, Jim.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
So
get on
board
a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
Apologies to Sea-Doo, our great friends, of course. What are we going to talk about? Because if people want to hear about things other than cricket, football and golf, Jim, you flog, what are we going to talk about here?
Well, we're going to start with cricket, Jim. Hey, thanks to Sea-Doo, by the way, Australia's number one, and my personal choice in watercraft.
Watercraft, your personal choice. You get the big one.
I get the big one, the big mama.
For the most ballast.
I think it's called the Big Bertha.
Keep you afloat.
And old Fat gets on it.
Yeah, he does.
Chung.
All right, so
some big waves, Jim.
Old Trafford last night.
Last night. What a great game of cricket, must I say, before we bowl the first ball, Jim. England made 302.
They did.
And Australia made 305 for 7. Great game of cricket. Now, let me tell you, I sat down last night because it was on at about 10 p.m.
Yes.
And I just had a nice little feed for, I think I had a chook and some chips. And I put the feed up, Jim. I had a frothy. I couldn't even knock the top off it, Jim.
Oh, no.
I couldn't. Before Mitchell Starc.
What is he doing?
I don't know. It's a Wednesday night.
Where are you at?
I knocked the top off a frothy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Jim.
What happens in your joining John?
Just,
don't say that. Then we will bloody go on. Anyway, I was just about to take the lid off, Jim. And guess what?
Starkey
comes going. Bang, bang.
His ability, Bill, to take wickets in the first 10 balls of an innings in any form of cricket is quite extraordinary. The ball to Joe Root.
Oh,
yeah, good.
Swung in.
That would have got most people out there.
LBW.
Yep.
He was on a hat-trick.
He was?
I think it's only happened once before. Name the person.
Someone got all three with the first 3
first
balls
three
of the game.
Deliveries.
I can't name him.
Chaminda Vass.
Name him, Bob.
Chaminda Vass.
No, but then the big show
turned
up.
But a very good innings. They made 3-2. They recovered. Besto, can he whack him around, Jim? So that was good. They got 3-2.
Yes.
Aussies in trouble at 5 for 73 again. Mm. Gee, they can slump. They can slump, the Aussies.
Yes.
5 for 73. And then the big show, your man.
Oh, man.
And Alex Carey. It was good to see
very
him
good.
Get some runs.
Very good player.
They put on 212, Jim.
When he gets a matchup that he likes, the big show.
Yeah.
Our man Maxie.
Oh, yeah.
He is as devastating a striker of a white cricket ball as there has been in the game.
Well, spot on. It's 7 sixes last night, Jim.
Jeez.
And here they are.
flipped away in fine style by Maxwell.
Oh, that's big. That is huge from Maxwell. And he goes again, leg side. That is a big, big hit. Maxwell.
Anyway, there were seven of them.
One of them, he nearly dropped into the soccer stadium, hit it that far. Geez. Clears that left side fat and gets those hands low. And as I say, if he likes what he sees, and we spoke to our man, Haystacks Calhoun, Johnny Hastings, about getting Maxi back into the side because none of us could understand why he wasn't in there.
Well, he's there now.
Oh, man. That
Molly.
Was superb.
Molly Meldrum. Couldn't
Molly couldn't work it out.
He rang
him
up.
The big oil rig Stoin.
Steve Smith sat out the game again, so there's some concern there.
Concussed receiving throwdowns. Mm. That's an interesting thing.
It was throwdowns, was it?
Throwdowns, yep. Ooh, wow. But it would have probably been with that wanger, you know, the dog thrower. But still, it's a worry, isn't it?
The wanger, Jim. Yep. Footy, there is a game tonight.
Hello. So people want to hear from sports other than
cricket and footy.
And?
Well, it's the footy tonight. North Melbourne, West Coast Eagles. They'll be a beauty, Jim. We'll be watching that.
Or you can listen.
Or you can listen to Triple M, of course. He'll do a great job of it.
Who's calling?
Oh, Barry Downer, the people's caller. Joey Montagna, Bernard Vince, geez, Dale Thomas.
Boring bus.
I tell you, that's a bloody lineup right there.
Yes. No, they're good boys. I will be listening.
Yes.
But also, the finals series tickets have been capped, Jim, so no increase for this year's finals. I don't know how you're going to get up there. 30,000 can go to the Gabba for the grand final
Beautiful.
This year.
Good.
And of that, 16,200 will go back to club members.
Yep.
So they'll split them. So 8,100 each, Jim.
I see.
So if a Victorian club gets in, I don't know where they get the 8,100 members in there.
Well, what if they're two Victorian clubs?
Well,
that's going to be even harder.
Yes.
It's Collingwood Geelong or Richmond Collingwood. How are you going to do that? Well, they'd probably have enough up there somewhere or another.
There would be. But
All right, very good.
That's good. Brownlow Medal Night, I think we
went with it first about 3 months ago.
So it's the Sunday after the prelims.
That's it. And it's going to be done basically with virtual rooms, which again we went with nearly 3 months ago. Yeah.
Pop-up little areas here than
that's
there.
It.
So that's good, Jim. Giants coach, he's not happy, Leon Cameron, Jim. He is not happy because old Apple, Adrian Corr.
Apple.
Adrian.
Well, it's Apple. He likes to go with Apple.
Aiden. It's named Aiden.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bad name, Aiden.
From Adrian. At least
just put R in there, an R and a.
All right.
Adrian.
Yeah, that's it.
Adrian. But Aiden, he left the club, Jim, and already, I heard a rumour. Okay. I've heard a rumour.
Yes.
This floated down to me, Jim, that he's already left up there in the hub. Kick back to Sydney, pack your bags up. You're only allowed there for a couple of days, then come back to Melbourne. We're that disappointed in you. Anyway, I caught up with Leon because it's bloody hard to catch up with. He's been busy this week.
In hubs, yep.
And I said to him, what is going on with Aiden Corr? Where is he actually, Leon?
No, Aiden's left. Kelly left, I think, yesterday afternoon. And, that was a disappointing thing to happen because, you know, he exercises his right for free agency, and that's the rules. So he can make that choice, and he's going to exercise his right. I mean, clearly he's not going to play for probably 3 or 4 weeks because of his ankle, and so he probably thought that was the decision he wanted to make during the week. And I'm not going to lie about it. It's really disappointing because we really rate Aiden. You know, we thought he's come a long way in the last year and a half at fullback.
Aiden.
But he has that right to exercise, and we have to respect that.
There's Aiden Corr, Jim.
That's it, not Adrian.
That was Leon Cameron.
That was actually Leon Cameron.
Aiden, his name is. And where is he, actual
Lee? Yes. You know he's going to North Melbourne. Yes. The rumours are he signed a 5-year deal.
He's going to the Kangaroos. Oh,
you
need
say
some defensive help.
Now, Aiden, fair dinkum, mate.
He'll see a fair bit of the Nurry.
You reckon if the Giants won the flag last year, Phil Davis would have turned to Aiden Corr and said,
"Yo, Adrian!
That's it.
Adrian!
A couple other things.
What else?
Tasmania are going to have a new team in the NBL next year, Jim.
Right.
Okay. So they've narrowed it down to three names, okay?
Right.
They've had a lot of nominations.
Oh, how this is. Have a listen
I haven't even
bins.
Had a beer. Nominations.
In the bins, Brownless.
From the Tasmanian public, Jim, and they've narrowed it down to three, and they'll reveal the name on October 1, okay?
This is career worst.
The three that they're going to go with, Jim, or look at. The Tasmanian Tridens.
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 Right.
T-R-I-D-E-N-T-S.
Tridents.
Tridents.
Yeah.
What's a trident?
At least makes more sense than a trident.
But what is a trident?
Righto, so that's the first one.
What is it?
Well, it's one of those things that hold like a big fork with three ends to it. That's a trident.
What, the devil?
Well, similar, yeah.
I know. Well, there's number one. What's the second one?
Tasmanian pride.
Oh. That's, sure, that's not going to work.
Or Tasmanian jack jumpers. That's true. That's what they've narrowed it down to, those
jack
three.
Jack jumpers.
Tasmanian
no,
jack jumpers,
no, come
Jim.
On, Bill.
No, that's true. They're the three. I thought maybe because they're a Tasmanian family club or something like that, or the maps. The maps. Maps.
The Tasmanian maps. You reckon that's what they're going to call their basketball team?
No, yes. Go with the one you wanted
no,
to
say. No, no, we won't.
Come on.
So that's that'll be interesting to see what happens. And the last one, and you'll love this, Jimmy. The US Open tomorrow morning.
Wingfoot, upstate New York. Very tough assignment.
Yes.
And our man, Jeff Ogilvy, was the last winner of a US Open at that venue.
At Wingfoot.
And it was one of the most incredible tournaments of all time. He came from nowhere.
Nowhere.
He was, of course, trailing Phil Mickelson, who was miles in front, but Colin Montgomery as well. And they just both imploded and handed him the title, the great man. And our man, of course, Victorian boy, Jeff Ogilvy.
So we won't see any 17-unders or 20-unders.
No, you won't. But anyway, what I want you to do, Rabbits, is hit Bill's opener.
Okay.
For the sport. Just as a recap, the opener that he plays before we start any of these for Sea-Doo.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you vlog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Pretty much all we got out of the report were those sports.
The NBL, the Tasmanian side.
We also had the Tasmanian maps.
Or the cousins, whatever you want to call them.
Oh, no. We're getting Tommy Rockcliffe involved. Wash your mouth out next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M. JB and Bill, it's Triple M's Rush Hour.
Last time Port Adelaide's Tom Rockcliffe joined us, we found out he was a tackling machine. Oh. Even if his teammate Tom Jonas didn't believe it.
How many of them were him jumping on the top of someone that's already been tackled like that?
You're better than that, Bill. You can come up with your own stuff. You wouldn't have had 30 tackles in your 198-game career.
Please welcome, from the top of the ladder power, Tom Rockcliffe.
Oh, she's a good view from up there too, Fat. They've been on top the whole season, Port Adelaide.
They have been very good.
Have not put a foot wrong, and our man Rock joins us. Welcome, Tommy Rockcliffe.
JB, how you going, mate?
Just off a nice game of football too. The Rock is putting his best foot forward when it matters most.
Yeah, no, the boys are starting to play some good footy at the moment, so we feel like we're tracking beautifully towards finals, and hopefully we can continue to improve and get better.
G'day, Tom.
G'day, Bill.
Hey.
How are you?
Well done on the... I'm good, thank you. Well done on the weekend. Best on ground.
Yeah.
Well, don't sound surprised. I just...
What, you sounded surprised?
Well, are you still swaggering around? Still, buddy, can you get into places?
Yeah, I can get in. Just. What about you? You wouldn't be able to get into many places, would you?
Because I listen
Scales would be broken. You being in lockdown.
I love Tom Jonas because you know why? Because he calls it how it is, right? He's a straight shooter and he calls it how it is. And he was on Bernie and Jars on Tuesday and he had this to say about you.
Has Tom Rockcliffe been able to fit through the doors down there? Because he texts me about his performance.
Did
I don't think I even asked how he went.
Yeah, I saw him shuffling sideways today. His chest was puffed out that far.
Sideways. Is that right, Rock?
Phil, you wouldn't have got too many best ons, would you? Average 13 touches, 5 marks, just over 2 goals and under 1 tackle a game.
Mate, nearly won the Brownlow one year if you look up the Brownlow stats.
No, you went nowhere near winning the Brownlow.
And that year I played centre-half back, by the way,
Rock. You came fifth with about 12 votes.
Forward pocket decoys don't win Brownlows.
Oh, have a listen. Hey, but well done. We're very happy for you. And also some news out of Port that Justin Westhoff is going to call it quits. Been a fine player.
Westy, what a great career he's had, 280-odd games. Hopefully he can sneak back in for a couple more and we can send him off the right way at the end of the season. But, yeah, he's called time on his career. So 14 years, it's a fair effort to get to 280 games. Only good players get over 200, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. You were lucky to do it. But also your 50th game for Port.
Yeah, it's gone quickly. So 3 years, we got there 3 weeks ago. I hadn't been dropped early in the year, like you brought up last time. But that happens. That happens sometimes in footy.
It does.
Interest. We're going to take a break, Rock, and get you back in just a sec. But it interests me, people who are having this as their farewell year must feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
Play your whole career in front of big crowds and home crowds, and then to have this as the farewell must feel a bit weird. But, Rock, let's take a break because there's more we need to discuss with you, including a massive final series coming up.
Tom Rockliffe from the Port Adelaide Football Club joins us.
We've got the drum.
I've got a little drum kit.
Drum kit out.
Oh, hello.
Who's the drummer?
Hamish Hartlett.
I like it.
So, Rock, we saw that on Channel 7 Saturday night coverage of the footy a couple of weeks back. Yep. My understanding is Tyson Goldsack had something to do with that, yes?
Yeah, he brought it along to, I think it was a North Melbourne game when we played your mob, JB, out there, and we walked in the rooms and he was playing the drum, and it sort of grown some legs from there.
All right. And Hamish Hartlett, is he a drummer of note?
No, he just loves a bit of me time. He's like the bloke sitting next to you in there.
Well, they reckon it was going to be the drums or use your guts, but they went with the drums. Thank God for that.
Because they're talking about Daniel Andrews getting thrown out. Are you going to have another run at Parliament?
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
He's got the better of you, Fat. The last three times we've had the Rock on.
And I love it. Hey, I'll tell you who we do love over here, Zach Butters. We love him and what a graceful mover he is. But, Rock, run us through. We're going to have a listen to when he was running into goal the other day. It's the funniest thing we've ever seen.
Westhoff to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handball. Takes a bounce. 50, 40, 30. He fell over himself. He tripped over himself. It was like a big bundy in front of him.
What happened to him?
Oh, he got the trip wire, didn't he, the poor fella? He running in an open goal and just got the speed bubbles up. At least that time,
yeah.
When they threw to you, you didn't burp like you did on the weekend.
It's true.
Where's he getting all this from,
it's
Jim?
Good stuff he's got. Yeah,
I don't know where he gets it.
Electric mail he's got on you, Fat. That was his best. This is the stupid thing about it, Rock. That was Fat's best special comment of the day. Just ripped a burp out on air.
Well, North Melbourne playing.
I couldn't believe it. I was driving into the game. We played at 4:40 and they've thrown to you. You've got Jim just doing his thing, outstanding there, and then you've just let one go.
You did, Bill.
Well, it wasn't supposed to come out.
Wasn't it?
No, I was supposed to keep it in.
I would hope not.
So, home final, that'll be nice.
Yeah, two home finals, so we're...
one at a time, let's...
Yeah, well, we've qualified for the top two, so we've at least got two at home, Bill.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Bill.
If you knew what was going on.
Well, I just like 1 week at a time, I look at it.
Bill, you know what I got done this week?
What did you get done, Tom?
I got... four new Goodyear tyres put on my car to go with my great year that I'm having.
What's the difference between...
And poor old you, you're sitting at home trying to have a threesome solo.
So you've been listening to the jokes?
No. I just get good information handed to me before I come on air.
No.
Make sure I've got you covered.
I think you listen into our podcast and then you go down to training and you're the funniest bloke in the world because you're using my jokes.
No, not at all, not at all.
You are.
I love it, Rock. I like the fact that every time he comes on, he absolutely splits
does some
you down
homework.
The middle.
I'll no give doubt him that. About it. Wow, we the and boy from Benalla.
Broadcasting gig, you know, coming up.
Oh, he's got something.
You know, Jim. Yeah, Jim, great cricketer. He was unlucky. He averaged one less run than Greg Blewett through his first cast career.
That's true.
He played test cricket
and
for Australia.
More no. For South Australia in Sheffield Shield cricket than he did, and it really annoys him.
Yeah, but the only thing is, anyone that bowled over 120 clicks, he would be shaking the square leg umpire.
Like Merv Hughes, for instance.
You stepped away that far.
He averaged nearly 70 against Victoria. What, Merv was just a spin bowler, was he? Wobble? Old fat guts? I would have loved Rock to have
did
faced
you play cricket? Rock?
Yeah, left arm, in swing, fast bowling. And open the bowling, open the batting as well, right hand.
Greg Ritchie-like?
take the shine off the new cherry for the boys down the order.
Left arm swing, my ass.
Hey, Rock, I tell you what, you and I both would have loved, mate, and that's facing Bill's crap. Seriously, ooh, he used to bowl about 108 Ks.
Away.
Big, gentle, floating swingers.
Yep.
That you would have dumped over extra cover into the people.
What about Bill talking about you being scared? Imagine the big, tough centre-half backs going to play on him. Bill would have been crapping his pants.
Rick Kennedy.
Don't mention his name. Well, I was scared of him.
You were.
Well, who did Port Adelaide have? I used to build a few there.
No, you didn't.
I don't think you played against Port
Darren
Adelaide.
Darren Mead?
In your career?
Yeah, Darren Mead. Flipper Phillips.
Oh, but yeah, you would have
been.
Greg Phillips.
You would have been in the reserves by then. Yeah.
Greg Phillips kicked 10 against them.
That is true.
Scotty Hodges up one end kicking goals and me up the other end.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Yes, it was.
Scotty Hodges was right. You wouldn't have kicked any.
No, the good old days.
Rock, I'm telling you, you've nailed him again. I absolutely love it. Good luck, by the way, Monday. That's going to be a cracker. Port Adelaide Collingwood at the Gabba.
Yes.
But as Bill said, you then get a week off and we cannot. I would love to see Port Adelaide have great success this October. You've earned it, Rock. Go and do well.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and good to chat to you, Bill.
What, you just sat down for lunch, have you? Just sitting there over a bullock. Just chomping away over a bullock.
He gets the better of you. Yeah.
Hey, well done, Thomas. It. Very good.
Yes.
It's a rush hour. Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Good on you. That's the way.
Yeah. Can you believe, Fat, we've got to the final home and away round?
No.
Magnificent achievement by the AFL. I never thought we would actually get here, to be honest. So well done to everyone concerned. It's a miracle, given everything that's been going on. So I'm going to ask you who's going to win some of these games. In fact, it won't take long because I think a lot of them are pretty clear cut.
Yep.
Tonight, how much do the West Coast Eagles beat North by?
They only win by 40-odd points, Jim.
Really?
But I'll tell you what you don't want to be done or happening to you on round 18. You don't want to be omitted.
No.
Mason Wood, omitted.
Yes.
And Brander omitted for the West Coast Eagles. So you don't want that in the last game.
All right, I
see.
But
they win by 40.
I think they win by 60.
Yep.
Anything under 10 goals, actually not a bad performance from North, the way they're tracking. St Kilda Giants.
Interesting game, this one. Saints form, if you have a look at it, hasn't been great.
But neither has the Giants.
And either has the Giants. But I think, toss of the coin this one, Giants just.
Surely if St Kilda have got anything about them,
well,
they win
need
this
to
game.
Win. I know, yes.
Essendon Melbourne.
Another interesting, you know what I want to see in this game, Jim? Ben Rutten just coach and talk to the media before, during and after. Say, Woosha, you have a spell. I'm going to coach, but Melbourne surely have just got to win this.
Adelaide, Richmond at the Adelaide Oval.
Well, three in a row, the Crows now. Going okay, believe it or not, you'd think Richmond would win that.
Lions, Carlton, Gabba. No, well, just another game at the Gabba for the Lions, by the way.
They've won, six in a row and they've won eight this year at the Gabba, the Lions. They are flying, of course. But Carlton, they'll do it for one man. You might be a little upset here.
Oh, no. Lions for me.
Cade.
Hawthorn,
they'll do
Gold
it for
Coast,
Cade.
Adelaide Oval, Sunday.
Gee, they've been ordinary. But actually, both clubs.
Ben Stratton leaving, Paul Puopolo leaving.
All right, we'll go with Hawks.
I'm leaning towards the Hawks.
Right,
Geelong, Sydney, surely the Cats at Metricon.
Well, they've got to win to stay in that top four, Jim. Yep. And in comes Selwood, Ablett, Rowan, probably Stanley.
Yes, please.
So
nice
you think the Cats.
Freo Dogs, Kazali.
I don't mind Freo here. You're playing Freo. They've been really good defensively. Up at Kazali. But the Dogs, we're going with the Dogs because they've got to win.
But a tight one.
A tight one,
and
yes.
The Monday's a good one.
Yes.
Collingwood, Port Adelaide, Gabba.
Well, Port Adelaide are flying, obviously. But Collingwood, mate, with the Treloar and DeGoey, if he fires again, how are they going to go up second up? That's me a worry there. But I'm going to say Collingwood win that.
All right. Mm. Now, we must pay great respect to Beyond Blue.
Yes,
of course, our charity partner who do amazing work. And the Beyond Blue Cup is, of course, the match between Hawthorn and Gold Coast Adelaide Oval. They play part of Beyond Blue's message, Fat, is play your role, encouraging people to take on four roles. Good mental health teammate.
Yep.
So that's just ringing someone, asking them how they are, Fat. Just checking in on
you. Yes.
The roles are look, ask, listen, or support.
And now,
very good message.
You know what you don't do is listen.
No, well, not to you.
You look and you ask, but you don't listen
not to
a lot.
You.
So that's where you can improve.
No, why would I? You only need to listen to the opener of this show.
There's some gold, Jim. That's why.
Well, and I'm not going to be listening next when you give us a joke.
So look for changes in behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good mate, you know that. Ask how they're going, but just don't ask how you going, mate. There's a bit more to it than that, Jim,
yes,
all right?
Yes.
Listen. Without judgment, because we all can be up and down, mm-hmm. Jim, and also support those around you by understanding.
It's what, website beyondblue.org.au/playyourrole. Check that out. It is a very important message. Right, Fat, something funny to finish us up.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Oh, now we're going after this, of course, to North Melbourne and the West Coast Eagles, Metricon Stadium, the People's Caller, Barry Denner, Joey Montagna, Bernard. Dale Thomas. Something, Bill.
You and Joel.
Just give us something. Yeah. North. No. Like, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Just to finish off with. So that means they're on the squirt straight after this, Jim, and over the weekend.
Shudder to think.
Oh, no.
Shudder to think. Wow. But anyway, they've got 2 hours. Something would be nice.
Yes.
All right, now, Fat.
Yes.
Tomorrow, of course, we're podcast only. How do people access that, Bartholomew?
Triple M app, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gee, the podcasts have been going well, Jim.
Unbelievable.
Wee.
Especially people like your Fruity Friday joke, where you just let it go a touch.
Have we done one? No.
What was that?
I don't know.
Go to the joke thing.
Oh. In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Honestly, what am I dealing with? Oh, bins.
Bins.
Yeah, that's all bins. It is. Bins, brownless. All right.
Oh, the pub's open, Jim. Righto, Jimmy boy, here we go. A bloke, or a young bloke, walked into a chemist, Jim, and asked the lady, "Can I have 12 condoms, miss?" And the lady said, "Don't you miss me." And he said, "Okay, then. I'll have 13. Oh, no. He got another one, Jim, just like that. Bangity, bang, bang, bang.
He got another one just like the other one.
Oh, so he's gone from 12 to 13.
No, Bill, you don't have to explain him. We get it.
Because she was in like being called Miss, Jim. Because she's an older lady. Don't call me Miss. Okay, we'll make it 13. Unlucky for some. Not for old young knackers.